Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Get us on the free Odyssey app. Watch us live on YouTube. 855-839-1210. Still ahead this morning, what's on tap for the Dawn Show? Who on Twitter today? Today in music history. Part 2 of the cut sheet. Morning mystery movie clip in about 18 minutes. And Dawn's Big 3. It's going to be a hot one today, close to 90 degrees. Not going to be great weather for
soft, chubby, fat-looking children.
They'll want to stay inside today.
Absolutely.
They don't want to get sunburned and start sweating and shedding any pounds. Thank you very much, Mr. Kennedy. But we got to get to a couple of stories here before all of the normal bells and whistles in the 9 o'clock hour. We will get to daily showers, deportation, and also dog killers. And I want to start with dog killers.
Yes.
Very interesting story from The Guardian with the headline of "Conservatives Condemn Kristi Noem for, quote, twisted admission of killing dog." According to TheGuardian.com, which I'm reading directly, revelation in new book that possible Trump running mate killed untrainable hunting dog prompts widespread pushback. Conservative pundits have condemned the South Dakota governor and possible Trump running mate Kristi Noem amid widespread horror over her admission in a new book. So it's not an allegation, it's an admission in a book that she killed both an untrainable dog and an unruly goat during a single day in hunting season. Apparently, Alyssa Farah Griffin, Trump White House staffer turned critic, said, quote, "I'm a dog lover," which I would imagine most of our audience is as well, and cat lovers out there as well, "and I am honestly horrified by the Kristi Noem excerpt. I wish I hadn't even read it. A 14-month-old dog is still a puppy and can be trained. A large part of bad behavior in dogs is not having proper training from humans." Quote, "Dogs are a gift from God. They're a reflection of his unconditional love. Anyone who would needlessly hurt an animal because they are inconvenient needs help."
Yep.
So let's stop right there. I'm a dog owner myself. I have a 4.5-year-old brown lab. He's a yellow lab, but he came out brown. So it explains why he's totally twisted, because he's like a redheaded ginger stepchild of the litter. And there's been many days when he was 2 and 3 and even 4, when I still see him from time to time, where he doesn't pay attention, he doesn't listen, he doesn't follow commands, and I would like to kill him. But I don't. Because I'm a normal human being and I don't believe in killing dogs. So in my lifetime, I've covered Michael Vick and the dog fighting killing operation he ran in 2007 that led him to federal prison, mm-hmm. where they were fighting dogs, electrocuting dogs, drowning dogs. I am a huge advocate of dogs. Cats, not so much. I kid. But in all seriousness, if you are, and this isn't really like super brand new, this is in the book, but if you're Trump, and I don't think Noem's going to get the nod for VP, but if you were seriously considering it, I think,
oh, her political chances are done.
Yeah,
it's over
in that position, because yeah. You know what the left will do the moment Trump would appoint her. Like, here comes the hit pieces.
Not the left. She admitted it herself.
No, she's
a dummy.
But you know the way the mainstream media will characterize it. And I'm not defending it.
The irony is the title of her new book.
Yeah.
No Going Back. That's the title of her book. Yeah, Governor, there's no going back from your puppy killing story. Hello. This is a story that, and I know that she's doubling down on it.
And I
know that if you've grown up on a farm, and she's talking about a puppy cricket from 20 years ago, but it goes to judgment. Why in God's name would you decide to tell this story?
I was just going to ask 20
years ago.
Right.
Right.
Like there's two things you do as a politician. You either own it and admit it and just take the blowback, and eventually maybe people move on and go on to the next thing that they're outraged about, or you just deny, 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 and lie, lie, lie. I don't understand what she gains from having a moment of honesty. Like, I believe in forgiveness. Like, I forgive you. You know, we all do bad things. Some of us don't kill dogs. And we want a second chance in life. And, you know, if you're a Christian, if you're a religious person, you believe in forgiveness. But, like, what's the point? And she's still, what? I don't want to, like, be Don Lemon here. But, like, she's in her 40s, right? She's got, like, 30 or 40
years.
You
would never say, can I tell you something? You would never say that about any male, anybody.
I would.
She's not too much older than you.
No, okay, so she's in her 40s like I thought.
And she could kick your butt. I've met her in person. She's very fit.
Yeah, she's quite attractive
she's
as well.
She's a psycho.
But if you're 75 or 80 and you're getting ready to exit the political stage and you have no more ambitions and you're not trying to achieve a higher office or anything like that, I could understand why maybe you would say it and admit it. But if you want to be in this game for the next 35 or 40 years, you just gave, you know, your opponent, I'm not even going to say the left, you gave any political rival fodder for days.
So dumb.
There's no benefit in sharing that. Just bury it.
She's speaking out about this because she's getting ripped.
That's what she should.
Politico has a piece. I mean, everybody's talking about it, writing about it. But what she has said is this is life on the farm is tough. And the reason, if you know her whole personal story, is that she lived on the family farm. Mm-hmm. And what happened was her father, she was in, I think, her early to mid-20s, dad dies.
Right.
And they realized with estate taxes and whatnot that they were going to lose the farm because of stupid, you know, government policies, mm-hmm. basically.
Yeah.
And so they had to save the family farm. So if you live on a farm, you know that you're slaughtering animals, to eat or to, you know, right. sell whatever.
Like, if she was killing pigs and cows, other than PETA, nobody would give a rip, right? Like, that's what you do on a farm.
She says we
eat dead animals. That's what humans do.
The 14-month-old puppy named
14 months old.
14 months old, oh, Cricket. Its name was Cricket.
Yeah.
And so the puppy was aggressive, was chasing livestock, was getting loose, going into neighbors' livestock, killing livestock, and did attack and bite people. And so she said by state law...
Poor training.
By state law, they do say if, you know, under that, they would have seized the dog and killed the dog, I guess, euthanized the animal. And so she shot the puppy.
What a
and she tells the story.
I mean, we always hear the phrase and the cliche, you take Old Yeller out behind the woodshed. Like, but you don't actually kill a 14-year-old dog that's not listening.
Months.
A 14-month-old dog that's not listening to commands, right?
Right.
I mean, that dog's not even a year and a half old.
Some dogs it takes a long time to train.
Yes.
And I get it. Life on the farm is different than what we. But it's still it's disgraceful. It's like it's absolutely disgraceful. And the fact that she would write about it just shows what a psycho she is.
I'm reading here. It was a 14-month-old wire-haired pointer.
Yes.
What kind of dog is that? I have no.
It's a hunting dog, and that's
a big dog.
The context matters, Nick, because it's a hunting dog who messed up a hunt. Do you know what I'm saying? And so that was one of the final straws. So it's not as if, oh, this happened, it sounds like, you know, right after it attacked, like, a kid, even. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was after the dog ruined a hunt. And so I think the context of it is just, oh, why would you put this in your book?
Hold on, Dawn. We've got Buddy on line one.
Cricket's in heaven. And oh, boy.
I mean, come
she
on.
She shot Cricket, blew its brains off. It's a big
God.
Mess.
Oh, God.
It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you are on politically. I mean, a 14-month-old dog you whack because it failed to do what you wanted it to do.
To be honest with you, this is the one subject I believe that will unite the left and right in hating Christy Noem for this horrible decision.
Yes, I agree.
I will say, if you have a farm and you live on a farm, you know, and so in her doubling down, I'll just tell you, she just wrote, hey, we just had to put down some 25-year-old horses on the farm. She just released this statement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that the mainstream public understands what life on the farm is like and that it's tough. And that you don't call the veterinarian, who, by the way, is trying to save other animals because there's only one. It's South Dakota.
Yeah.
If you know this area. So you do sometimes you have to. It's tough. And there are movies made on this where mm-hmm. you see an owner and the horse is suffering. or the animal is suffering and they have to shoot their beloved animal. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It does not sound to me like in her new book that she's advertising for, it doesn't sound like that's the context of, yeah. Oh my goodness, we were in tears and I was the one who had to go out and put the animal down. It doesn't sound like that's the context here.
Yeah, Megan,
you see what I'm saying?
Meghan McCain, the daughter of the late John McCain, says, quote, "All I will distinctly think about Noam now is that she murdered a puppy who was acting up, which is obviously cruel and insane. Good luck with that VP pick, lady." Quote, we all love...
She was never going to be the VP anyway. It doesn't matter.
I don't think she was going to be the selection either, but she was on the short list of names that we talked about for weeks on end, was she not?
I love... By the way, can I just say to like the YouTube viewers, like it's so convenient to give the benefit of the doubt when it's somebody you like or agree with. Like, it's just nauseating. Like, just stop.
Yeah.
You don't kill a puppy. I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, a conservative, a liberal. It doesn't matter. You don't kill a puppy. Stop. Jesus. These people. Will context matter? No, it doesn't. She shot a 14-month-old puppy. The end.
Stop it.
Do
what you did. You just triggered Greg Stocker.
Oh, God. Well, context matters. And this, that. Stop.
Well, no, to your point, you're right. Because if let's say we were talking about this was Bo Biden that did this.
Yes, of course.
We would want to string him up by how his much, Buster Browns and hang him.
How much coverage did the Biden's dog biting Secret Service members get? How much coverage did that get?
Got a solid amount, right?
That's what I'm talking about.
No, right? They had to do an investigative report to release all the details that the dogs bit at least 12 people while on the job.
Saw,
that was horrible.
Saw Queen says, Greg, forgot to take your mite all this morning. I'm going to need to have a meeting with myself. Salt Queen, I love you.
That is an amazing clip. Oh my gosh. Salt Queen, love you.
Her only MGM guy said her only mistake was revealing it.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Or revealing it
or
in
compounding
that,
your mistakes.
Revealing it in the highlights before people can read the book.
What's in your history, MGM guy, with the it's okay to kill a puppy? Ugh. Stop.
For all we know, when the book actually does come out, maybe she does say, I'm assuming it's in the context of the tough life of being on a farm. She was in her 20s and she had to run the farm. And this was tough. I lived in Minnesota for a time to go to J school. It's cold.
So what was she like? She was Jodie Foster in Silence of the Lambs?
She was in her 20s. Dad dies and she had to take on that responsibility and run that farm.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a tough life and they were losing everything. The bank was coming. Mean, it's like a movie.
Well, owning a farm is like running a business.
Yeah. Oh, it is running a business.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And so you have to make these tough. I think that's I'm assuming that's the context of this tough life in her 20s. But do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To not have the, and you're working with a publisher and all that, to just not have the sense or be in touch with mainstream America or to think that the liberal media is going to take this and run with it, you're a puppy killer.
Yeah.
How do you take away from that headline? It's really tough. No matter what the truth is, it shows just a lack of, political prowess.
Schaaf writes, it makes you think of what the hell didn't she reveal?
Right, if you go public with that, what are you actually trying to hide, right? Everybody's got skeletons in the closet in politics.
QJ, my friend, you are 100% right. If you have an untrainable puppy that you can't handle, you give it to a friend, neighbor that has the time to train it.
My
exactly.
My dad took animals like Cricket, I'm not even kidding you, where they were going to put him down. They all knew, the veterinarians, they would call Rich Stensland. Oh, Rich, we got a dog, and it would bite. And he you wouldn't even believe it. These dogs, he turned into big babies that everybody loved.
They love them, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my dad.
Yeah.
Daniel writes, 14 months isn't a puppy. Okay, dude.
Yeah,
what the hell is your problem, bro?
So when are you out of puppy stage? At two?
Two.
Two or three, I was thinking?
Two.
Yeah.
Two, you could argue,
man.
But 14 months is still a puppy.
Oh, God.
And they're smart dogs.
Wouldn't want to meet you people in some back alley. Good God.
It's a good thing they only come at you on YouTube.
No, but to me, I will bet you that when the book comes out, there is a context here about tough life and tough decisions. As a 20-something-year-old, dad died, and you're taking it over. I'm sure that that's the context that she's this. And it's like one of those Kevin Costner movies, you know what I mean? I'm sure she cried her eyes out when she had to make some of these decisions. But The problem is, you know, when you mention shooting a puppy, come on already. If you don't have the wisdom that the media is not going to want to do a hit job on you.
I might need to do my crazy GOP female politician power rankings later today. Gnome, Boebert, Taylor Greene. They got a lot of nut jobs on our side. I got to tell you.
By the way, I will
hot nut jobs.
I will say this. I will say this. I believe we will probably be the only show. Maybe Dawn will too. We'll be the only show in the format that we do this that will mention the story.
Well, Dawn's got Buddy booked at 10:45.
Oh, Christy, what are you thinking? No, because I want to interview her. We all want, like, Christy Gnome, Governor Gnome, call in and talk about this and tell us the context.
Because
that's what we need to do.
Some people, you know, with the free speech lives here thing, and I'm not talking about anybody on this radio station, so just get that out of your mind. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying that some people like to say, oh, free speech, free speech, free speech.
Yeah.
But when it's against their side,
yeah,
they don't like to say it. So
yes. And Manglemush, good for you. Some people are outraged at killing the dog, but are fine with killing a child at birth. I mean, that's, you know, what we're talking about, and John Fetterman, for example, Senator Fetterman's stance is that, you know, a baby can be halfway born and they crush its skull at 9 months old, and that's okay. The pain threshold, nobody wants to talk about human babies.
We can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can be against one and be against the other. Not everything has to be a whataboutism.
I know.
Like, stop with the whataboutism.
But Manglemush makes a good point.
Okay, but just stop with the whataboutism. Like, what about this? What about that? Let's deal with the situation at hand. The situation at hand is some psycho shot a 14-month-old pipe.
She's not a psycho. She lived a tough life.
Okay.
But by the way, I can't say the word. You wussies. You could never even live on a farm or survive.
You're right.
The life she's lived.
You're right. I can't shoot a puppy. Sorry.
I refuse to go camping in a tent overnight.
She has, you know, she lived a pretty tough life.
Okay.
And that's why she's an extremely popular governor in South Dakota. I'm just saying most of the country, mainstream America, probably has no clue as to what she's really talking about. And it's easy to take the headline puppy killer and run with it.
How does South Dakota crank out somebody as beautiful as Christy Gnome, by the way? I need to do a deep dive on
these farm girls are gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I mean, I felt her arm, like when I met her, I had to feel her muscle. Like she is so fit.
Yeah.
Like she could, you know, like Tour de Shore that you had to work out for, right?
Sure.
And God bless you.
She could do it
that.
Now, right off
the bat. Oh my God, she could do it. We should invite her.
Mm-hmm. Signs of Autumn on Twitter writes, any true farmer gets certified to be able to give vaccines and have a euthanasia kit in case of emergencies.
Yeah.
Amish do it all the time. Gnome isn't a very good farmer, uneducated farmer. She could have penned up the dog for a few days until the vet got there.
Oh. So farmers have vaccination tools, huh? We call that big farmer. Or Big Pharma.
Robert Schwartz is Greg. Psychos shouldn't cast blame on other psychos.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Fair point, Robert.
You started at 6 a.m.
Fair point, Mike.
Look, 20 some years ago, I don't know that she could have. They were poor and they were losing everything. I don't know that she could afford her vaccinate or whatever kit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, none of the. I mean, poor farmers, they're going to do what they've. When they put down a horse or whatever, these are not wealthy farmers we're talking about. These are poor family farmers.
By the way,
and they were dealing with a family crisis after her dad's death. I do know that.
Christy Gnome's 52. So not in her 40s.
I'm just saying it's a bad look for you.
Hang on a second. Nick Cale went through a lot of tragedy in his life, losing both of his parents. Did he shoot a puppy?
Correct.
Thank you.
By the way, it's not an admission.
Enough of the tragedy stuff.
Yes.
You don't shoot a puppy.
I am trying to take the look.
Although I did throw the remote at my dog once when the Eagles got backdoored on a Sunday and I was a little steamed up.
You're giving her the benefit of the doubt because you like her.
Yes.
That's not. Did you give the Bidens the benefit of the doubt with Sarge or whatever the hell that dog's name was? I don't know.
What was his name? No, it's Deputy, isn't it?
I don't know.
I forget.
My only problem with Christy Gnome is her alleged actions with an adult dog named Corey.
She's a horrendous allegedly.
Okay. Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Horrible rumors.
She's a hot mess.
She's done. Her political career's over.
Her political career in South Dakota is not over.
Well, she can stay in South Dakota with all 10 residents.
Yeah, what's it like to govern a state of 13?
Yeah. Let me break. The fact that they get as many... don't get me started.
South Dakota's got the population of Jenkintown.
The fact that they get as many senators as everybody else does is ridiculous, but that's a point for another day.
Well, I fired up here in the 9 o'clock
I know,
hour.
Greg.
That's great.
Look.
Tell me about killing animals, man. It gets my blood boiled.
Commander, his name, by the way, was the dog. Thank you very much, Phil. Phil's out here fact-checking all of us.
And by the way, what happened? We never, all of a sudden, Commander just died.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so not giving him the benefit of the doubt, Dawn?
So if we're going to talk about dog killers and so on and so forth, then let's ask the question, what happened with the Biden's dog?
Yeah, what happened to the Commanders? They never had a franchise quarterback. That's
did somebody euthanize that animal? I think that they...
All right. We got a lot to get to before Shelley's we get right. up on out of here today. Let's get to our... Well, we're past due. So let's get to the... surprising we're past due. We're like a book at the library. We got to return it on time. Let's get to the Morning Mystery movie clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery movie clip on Kale & Company. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
People of Earth, this is Prosthetic Vogon Jeltz of the Galactic Hyperspace Planning Council. As you are probably aware, plans for the development of the outlying regions of the galaxy involve the building of a hyperspace express route through your star system. And your planet is one of those scheduled for demolition.
Oh, there's some sheep. Maybe Chrissy Noem could shoot him.
12-10, and you could win this great prize.
Today, by the way, I have no idea what that movie clip was, by the way. But if you do, and you are eligible, because I am not, caller 12, 855-839-1210, you will get a pair of tickets to the Philadelphia Eagles Women's Football Festival on May 19th at Lincoln Financial Field. It is the ultimate Eagles event with a focus on women, football, and fun. This year's Women's Football Festival will kick off with a welcome address from Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts.
What?
Cool.
Wow.
For more info, visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/womensfest. How about that?
By the way, Nick, I'm sitting here looking at the title of the movie because I have it in front of me. I still don't know what it is.
Even with the name?
Even with the name. I've never heard of it.
Oh, boy.
Hopefully other... Well... Every phone line's lit, so obviously people have heard of it.
All right. Caller 12, 855-839-1210, Philadelphia Eagles Women's Football Festival. Kristi Noem will be there in the punt, pass, and kick contest for dogs. I'm just kidding. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/womensfest. Dawn's Big Three coming up after this. Stay right there.
Got to talk about Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. I love the work the Chapman family team has done in my home to make my home more beautiful and energy efficient. You know by now, if I needed windows, doors, or siding, I would trust only the Chapman family team. But you may not think of them right away for siding and stucco remediation. They are experts in stucco remediation. I'd trust only Chapman to do these important jobs. Also, think of updating it with James Hardy plank or vinyl siding. It's going to add the value and boost the beauty of your home as well. So these certified Chapman installers are the professionals you want on these jobs. If you or somebody you know are looking for windows, doors, siding, shutters, all the hardware choices, let's think of stucco remediation as well. Give them a call. You can text. They're like-minded. They're listening right now. Text them, 610-431-8898, 610-431-8898. Visit them online. Take a virtual tour for all of those different before and after photos, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Live Monday through Friday, 6 to 10. And whenever you want us, whenever you need to consume us on the Odyssey app or on YouTube, on demand. Because it's your world and we're just living in it. Dawn's Big Three coming up in just a moment, but let's give away our Morning Mystery Clip prize for today. Joe is in Wilmington, and he has identified that clip. I see the name of the movie on my screen. I still have no recollection of this movie. Joe, what movie did we just play for you?
It's The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe.
To the universe or to the...
To the galaxy.
There it is, the galaxy, yes. Congratulations, Joe. You win the Philadelphia Eagles Women's Football Festival tickets coming up on May 19th at Lincoln Financial Field.
Awesome. Yeah, appreciate you, it. You guys are great.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
There he is, Joe in Wilmington, who will get a chance to see Jalen Hurts in person.
Ooh.
Never heard of that movie.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Hitchhikers of this Universe. No idea. But one thing I do know is it's 9:33, and we did not do one in the 8 o'clock hour, but we have one now. It is time for Dawn Stenzel's Big 3 at 9.
It's the Big 3 at 9 on Kale and Company.
Yes, Big 3. Four people under arrest. Police still searching for two more suspects in this huge burglary ring in which thousands of dollars were stolen, dozens of weapons, jewelry, electronics, and other items stolen from homes across our region, including Lehigh, Berks, Northampton counties in Pennsylvania, at least one home in South Jersey, according to officials. So those accused burglars identified as, let me read their names for you because the names are significant. We don't know if these individuals, these accused burglars, according to state police, we don't have any information as to whether they are citizens. Officially citizens. So they are identified as Juan Tirado, Jonathan Mendez, Nydia Tirado, Agapo Lisiaga, William Tirado Lisiaga. All of these individuals arrested here in Pennsylvania, and they're searching for two others. But nowhere in these stories, and we don't have all of the information, who are these accused burglars? Some of them middle-aged, some of them past 50 years old. Who are these individuals? Are they official citizens? That's the information that we don't have.
Hmm. Very interesting how we, you know, pertaining to who a suspect is or is not, what information and what depths of details we get for certain stories. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as well, and I bring that up because remember you made fun, Nikhil, of the fact that somebody was avoiding talking about a suspect. Mm-hmm. Who may be African-American,
yep.
And we had that conversation.
Right.
But if these individuals indeed are not residents and citizens, mm-hmm. could not the Hispanic community of legal citizens mm-hmm. in America say, hey, wait a minute, you know, you're describing suspects or accused individuals
correct.
In our community. These are not in the American community.
Right. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, if you enter the United States the right way legally and these people allegedly could be illegal, don't lump me in with that crowd, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
We also have, I will tell you that we have MLB making some big changes to its uniforms after major backlash from players and fans. So now Major League Baseball addressing the uniform fiasco, as it's being called, after changes this spring to the standard jerseys and pants led to widespread complaints, not only from the players, but from the fans.
Yeah.
So apparently these are the pants, the players are saying the pants don't fit right. The jerseys show a lot of sweat.
Yeah.
They don't wick away the sweat.
It's funny you bring that up. I said the same thing about my uniform yesterday on the golf course. It's too sweaty. It's too tight. It doesn't fit. And everyone was like, well, that's because you just ate pizza all off season.
Yeah. No, but these apparently the pants are see-through.
Yeah, I've seen,
did not know that.
Yeah, this has been going on for like 2 months now that people have been kind of ticked off about baseball's alteration of the uniform. I've looked at them. I have no problem with them at all. It's just like baseball fans just don't want any change. They are just archaic Stone Age people. As soon as you tweak something in baseball, they lose their minds.
And I don't know if you like, because remember they unveiled their new 2024 Nike MLB City Connect uniforms that are that blue and yellow design.
Yeah, and Phillies fans are ticked off about that. I think they look really cool.
They do, but it looks like a different team.
It does.
They're blue and yellow.
But they're not wearing them every day. It's an occasional alternate uniform. And it's a way for these teams, once again, to make more money. Because people will go out there and pay $140 for that Harper jersey.
Yes, this is true. We also have number three. I'll just quickly say that the meeting for North Penn on school safety this evening has been changed to a Zoom meeting this evening. And
COVID outbreak in Montgomery County?
No, I don't know if it's that. But they're being called out in North Penn School District for making this a Zoom, not in-person meeting.
I was actually thinking about doing a big take tomorrow on this meeting. I'm wondering, do you think we'll have access to the clips from Zoom like this evening as far as like being posted like on social or?
Yes.
Okay.
Hmm.
I have to do some.
So we'll make sure that we watch that and can. There's a lot of chatter about it, though. This is a big meeting because the community, and there are calls to not let politics on either side into, you know, just keep the schools safe. Because parents we've talked about are quite disturbed about what happened there with a 12-year-old girl still recovering, by the way, from that horrible attack. Mm-hmm. So that's your big three other stories of the day that we're talking about.
All right. Thank you very much, Dawn. 9:38 as we get to Greg Stocker's What's on the Cut Sheet.
What's on the Cut Sheet?
I do. Well, the mainstream media has done it, Nick Kale, Dawn Stensland. I have completely flipped from where I was 20 minutes ago. I am now in favor of Kristi Noem killing puppies.
All right.
I am.
What?
Because Casey Hunt on CNN and her panel of idiots suggest that she's doing this all to suck up to Trump because Trump famously hates dogs.
Oh.
Is this not the dumbest theory you have ever heard?
Yes. Well, as soon as, I mean, if they could find anything that Trump said or did 25, 30 years ago, they'll attach it to her, they'll indict him, the whole bit.
Mainstream media has done it. They've made me endorse Kristi Noem. Mm-hmm. And killing puppies. This is what Casey Hunt said.
That just doesn't make any sense.
Is she trying to, like, I mean, so Donald Trump, you know, famously hates dogs. He will talk, he'll use the phrase, like, so-and-so should be shot like a dog. Like, is she trying to, like, appeal directly to him with this aggressive language?
I don't think so. I don't think, I mean, look, I can't get inside her head, but you're right. Like, I mean, this was in a book. This went by multiple.
What a dummy she is.
Like, shot like a dog. There's going to be a bloodbath. They love to take his figures of speech and actually contextualize it like it's something he would really do. Do you really think Donald Trump would shoot somebody like a dog? And who cares if he doesn't like dogs?
It's not that he has been asked about this repeatedly. I'll just say for the record, Trump has said, I wouldn't mind having a dog, but I don't have the time to be a proper, you know, pet owner. To walk the dog, to train the dog, that sort of thing. Yeah. That's what he has said.
Dogs require a lot of attention, right? You just can't leave your dog by himself all day, every day, and expect him to be fine.
I must say this, mainstream media, you have the public on your side. Stop talking.
It's really remarkable.
It is.
What they, and then, yeah, Kristi Noem is admitting this in a book. And how long ago did she do this? When she was a kid, right? So this act of killing this dog was, what, I don't know, 30 years ago?
Yeah, it was 35 ago.
40 years ago? Yeah, because she knew 40 years later her goal was to be the vice president under Trump, and she knew that he hated dogs. So she leaked this out in her book and says, boy, you know, this is my end goal result for 2024. These people.
By the way, if a producer whispered that in her ear or wrote that question down, he should be fired.
Yeah, or you just don't read it, right? I mean, you know, Stocker, you send us stories at night. Let's say you send 10 of them. Sometimes I use 4 of them. Sometimes I use 7 of them. There's some ones I use, some I don't use for whatever the reason might be. But, like, my God, I can't imagine being in TV, and Dawn, you would know this better than me. I couldn't imagine somebody getting in my ear to tell me, hey, you should ask this question or like that. And I would just look through the camera and be like, no. Like, you would know I'm not going to ask that question.
Oh my God. Exactly. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
So
it's bizarre.
If you're tuning in at 9:41 and you tuned in at 9:01, I have completely changed my position, and I'm for Kristi Noem. Kill all the puppies you want to.
All right.
I'm fine because the mainstream media has destroyed this narrative like they always do.
And that's the new CNN morning show?
No, I don't know. Okay. It's the Casey Hunt show.
But here's the thing, you know, that the so-called mainstream media, they obsess over the fact that Trump chose not to have a dog in the White House. And they talked about he hates dogs, this and that. He's come out and said, I don't hate dogs, but I don't want to have a dog as a photo op.
Yeah.
Then you look, and if they're going to be fair, then they should talk about the fact that the Bidens clearly had dogs who are not trained. And they imposed their photo op dogs on a lot of innocent people who are in their workplace, whether Secret Service agents who were badly bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, scars and the whole thing, had to get stitches and medical treatment. And the media never talks about that.
What is the mainstream media going to do when Donald Trump is no longer in the political equation?
It's the worst.
What are they going to do?
Yep.
80% of their content is gone.
Yep.
Well, let's hope they have content for four more years, starting.
Right. And if that doesn't come to fruition, they better hope like Don Jr. or somebody in the Trump family gets into politics. Because if they have to go back to doing what they used to do pre-Trump, boy, they are in dire straits.
Think of all the
find somebody.
Think of all the advertising dollars, the eyeballs, the people who wrote books, the people who went on speaking tours, all the money that has been made over the last, since 2016, the last 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
On Donald Trump.
Yep.
It is unbelievable to me.
He's single-handedly carried the industry.
Yes.
For good or bad, whether it was positive commentary or negative.
I got to tell you guys, I was in talk radio before Donald Trump. it was not as entertaining as it is now. Let me just tell you that.
Well, I can guarantee you one thing. If Trump comes and goes, whether he wins or not, and this show's still around, this show will be entertaining post-Trump.
Yeah.
You can take that to the bank.
Agreed.
I'll make sure of it.
Yeah.
I'll say the most outrageous things possible. 855-839-1210.
By the way, for everybody who's asking, yes, I did see Old Yeller. Of course I've seen Old Yeller. I know. But that dog had rabies. It was like a, you know what I mean?
Old Yeller.
My mom used to fret over that. Oh, don't get bit, Nikki. I don't want you to get rabies. Hey, Mom.
For everybody telling me to calm down, like it's a radio show, okay?
Do we have to remind people?
This is radio, people!
All right, 9:44 as we wrap it up. We'll come back and find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show. Today in music history, maybe Phil takes a victory lap with his New York Knicks over the Sixers. And also, who won Twitter today? Back after this, Kale & Company.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
A very fiery 9 o'clock hour. Temperatures rising in studio and out on the streets. It's going to be like 90 degrees today. The Dawn Show fired up, ready to go, 10 minutes out. We find out what she has lined up this morning.
Yeah, so this morning there's a lot developing on North Penn School District. So I've been busy chatting with some of the parents. So we'll probably have somebody calling in to give us that update, break some news on that one.
You've been all over this, by the way. Good job.
Yeah, great job.
Well, we're trying, you know, we want to bring forth the story, even though the local stations aren't covering it as
much.
I know. So we also have Kathy Barnett in the house. So she's going to come on 10:30. I want to properly thank her, you know, because she allowed me to, you know, allowed all of us, but allowed me to go to Italy, take the trip. She was here 2 weeks and just rocked it. So Kathy Barnett, she'll join us for a good chunk of the day today and just go. I just want to thank her, but also what she is up to. And there's a lot going on. And then it's 10:05, right at 10:05 after I do the updates, Sergeant Mark Fuzetti. We'll talk about the state of police, what's going on. And we just had another officer that I reported who's being reinstated, you know, who was just reamed in the headlines and crucified in the headlines. And guess what? Once it goes through the courts, oops, another officer who's exonerated. So we'll talk about all of that with what?
Nothing.
All right. Very good. Looking forward to my buddy, Mark Fuzetti.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
My guy. Got to protect all my bald guys out there. We're a select group out there. Although he didn't get sunburned like
I did. Would you please wear a hat?
I know
you're headed out.
I'll tell you what I'll do today. I'll just wear like a towel. I'll put like a big beach towel over my whole being while I'm out on the course.
Do me a favor. This is going to go against everything I usually say to you, Nikhil. But like, give
me a tweet?
No, give me some like videos of you out on the course for the... it'd be a good way to
Travis Mannion.
Travis Mannion Foundation.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll bet Ryan and our friends from Travis Mannion have a nice hat for you if you don't have one.
Actually, can you have Ed Donovan take a video of you teeing off?
Sure.
I just want to see that.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, you could. We can.
I mean, if I actually hung out with you outside of work, I probably would.
If you ever left your compound, we could do a lot of things together, Greggy.
No, I just want to see. I want to see you tee off at the Travis Mannion golf outing.
Whatever I can do to help that group out.
Is Ed Donovan's teenage son? Because he's LaSalle College High School guy. Maybe even his son could get some videos if he's there.
Yeah, I'll find out who I'm playing with when I get there.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, it'd be fun. We'll sweat.
We want to see it. We want to see Nick Hale sweat.
Yeah
baby.
For a good cause.
All right, let's get to
Phil. 90 degrees.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to turn into a puddle. All right, let's get to Phil's Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history? Music History on Kale & Company.
Today, Monday, April 29th,
We celebrate the birthdays of Mike Hogan, bassist for the Cranberries, Carney Wilson, daughter of Brian Wilson, and Willie Nelson, who turns 91 and will be in town on July 4th. Wow. We also lost Keith Ferguson from the Fabulous Thunderbirds on this day in 97. Albums include Leonard Skinner's 20 in 97, Freddie Mercury's Mr. Bad Guy in 85, and Fair Warning by Van Halen from 81. Also, on this day in 80, Black Sabbath began their first tour with Ronnie James Dio. In 93, Barry White guest starred as MC of Whacking Day on The Simpsons, one of the greatest episodes they'd have ever had. A year ago, Metallica's 72 Seasons debuted at number 2 on the charts. And lastly, on this day in 2005, and a couple of you mentioned it on YouTube when I talked about Dave Matthews Band during the Hall of Fame induction, Dave Matthews Band agreed to pay $200,000 after their tour bus dumped human waste on a boatload of tourists in Chicago in 2004. Now, that's an architectural tour you'll never forget. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Lundquist.
I can know I can smell it.
Who won Twitter?
Old man Dudley wins Twitter. He says, can't decide which is a harder listen, nerd prom clips or puppy euthanasia. The former is a group insanity. The other is a tough individual situation. Farm animals are a challenge, but they're animals. The nerd prom is allegedly human.
Yeah, well said.
Old man Dudley wins Twitter on this Monday.
I think we covered a nice variety of stories today for you.
Thank
folks.
Thank you, guys.
Did we not? All right, that'll do it for us. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is coming up next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6, and as John Fetterman would say,
good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.